If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
The Beach Boys are back on the charts, aren't they?
This is the phenomena we see fairly often when a performer passes away. The previous material, shoots up the charts, and the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds album has done a resurgence on the Billboard chart. It is up 184%. It has re-entered the charts. It's at its highest ranking in nearly 60 years, all because of the death, of course, of Beach Boy genius Brian Wilson, who passed away last week. Their most streamed song of last week was Wouldn't It Be Nice? Kind of interesting. While their top-selling song is the song God Only Knows. And last week, somebody sent me a link to a version of the song God Only Knows, which was done several years ago. I think it was 2017 that this song actually was originally done. It was done for a charity for the BBC and is comprised of about 27 different artists all singing, including Brian Wilson, singing the song God Only Knows. And we don't have time to play the whole song right now, but I want to just give you a little taste of it. See if you can pick out some of the names in there. Elton John's in there, Stevie Wonder, Pharrell Williams is in it, the singer Lorde is in it, Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters. Listen to the special BBC version of God Only Knows. So, you know, if you get some time today and you want to waste some time on YouTube,
That would be a good way to do
this. This would be a good way to do it.
So if you Google God Only Knows BBC, you can probably find it.
Yeah, it'll pop right up. Absolutely.
What is the story of this Tyler Perry suit?
This is another sexual assault allegation, which has been made by an actor in one of Tyler Perry's TV shows called The Oval. One of the stars of that show is an actor named Derek Dixon. He filed the lawsuit against Tyler Perry, claiming that he was sexually assaulted by the mogul and harassed by him multiple times with inappropriate texts, inappropriate action, forcing himself on him, and more. The actor said that Tyler Perry made it clear that if he didn't cooperate, he would lose his job on the show. That's the allegation that's made in the lawsuit, which is seeking $260 million in damages. Tyler Perry's attorney says all of these allegations are false, and it's clear that the actor is simply setting up a scam to try to get some money out of Tyler Perry.
Dean, is Kelsey Grammer trying to catch up to Elon Musk in the baby department?
Yeah, I don't know if it was Elon Musk or Nick Cannon,
yeah,
or Eddie Murphy. They're all all of them have I think 10, 12, 13 kids. He though, at 70 years old, with his new wife, his fourth wife, have announced that they're about to have a baby, which is always very nice news. He and his current wife, Kate, have four children together. 70-year-old Kelsey Grammer has four adult children with his three previous wives. So that brings a total of eight children now for the former Frasier star. They could do like a spinoff of Cheers, just with his kids sitting around the bar now.
Yeah, he could. What is new on the TV stream this week?
Yeah, we've got quite a few pretty good things. One of the biggest box office hits of the year hits home video this week, a Minecraft movie. If you're not familiar with it, your kids or grandkids definitely are. It's going to begin streaming on HBO Max. It's actually streaming now on HBO Max. A new streaming series that is being compared to Succession or Ozark is called The Waterfront. And it's a story about a very prominent fishing family, well-to-do family. They fall on hard times. They turn to drug smuggling in order to make ends meet. That begins streaming tomorrow on Netflix. We've got The Gilded Age, Season 3, that begins today. Old Money and New Money Families clashing starting Sunday on HBO Max. On Apple TV Plus, Season 2 of Buccaneers follows American women finding their way into British society in the 19th century. There is something called We Were Liars that is streaming now on Prime Video about a young woman who loses part of her memory in an accident and is trying to piece her life back together when she uncovers some very dark family secrets. Documentaries, I think we've got some pretty interesting ones this week. This new documentary about the first female astronaut, Sally Ride, that is simply called Sally, tells the story of, being a woman in one of the longest running boys clubs ever, the Fraternity of Astronauts, how she broke through both her personal and professional lives revealed here. That is running currently on Disney Plus. And also, maybe one of my favorite food shows that's out there right now, Phil Rosenthal, Somebody Feed Phil, is beginning an 8th season. It's streaming now on Netflix. It's hilarious. It's delicious. One of my, aside from my own cooking segment, maybe my favorite cooking segment that there could possibly be.
You would love the recipe Marianne has on her savvy-planet.com website, chicken meatballs over peas.
Oh.
It's really, she's got all kinds of like summer recipes at savvyplanet.com now.
That's the best. Is that the one I saw? She posted something on Facebook yesterday that included as one of the ingredients turmeric, which turned her fingernails like orange or something.
I know.
Yeah.
That's first world problems.
That's all I took out of it. I didn't really follow the recipe at all, but I was like, wow, I've done that where I've, been cooking with beets or something like that. And, my hands, turned completely red. I'm doing a pasta salad. I'm going to be cooking at 9:35 today on TV, and I'm doing a pasta salad that it's a Mexican street corn pasta salad. So I roasted some corn, which stopped me right there. That's really all I need for my, my favorite summer food. Roasted corn on the grill. It goes in with some pasta. It goes in with some chopped red onions and cilantro and avocado and black beans. And a sort of this delicious lime dressing that's very, very refreshing. I actually made it last night, so all the flavors, could kind of meld together a little bit. It's actually better the next day. And just serve it ice cold. Oh, it's so good. This, for these hot days that we've got coming up, this is going to be the perfect pasta salad. And, I don't want to brag or anything. My fingernails are perfect colors today.
Lucky
no,
you.
No discoloration on my fingernails at all today.
Yeah, that's a great summer dish. Love the lime, butter, and salt combo, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's on WGN TV in about an hour. Thank you, Dean.
See you.
Talk to you tomorrow.